Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 34, Johannesburg and Mbombela 33. So just a reminder from the weather service, stay hydrated and avoid doing activities in the heat of the day as there is a heat wave warning for large parts of the country. The Minister of Basic Education, Minister Siviwe Gwahube, has sent condolences to the families of pupils who were killed in a crash in KwaZulu-Natal this morning. Seven learners were killed when their school transport collided with a truck on the N2 near the Mandeni Toll Plaza. The truck driver survived, but the school transport driver lost his life.
Over and above the fact that I've been engaging with provinces on how they can do checks and regular checks with scholar transport and scholar transport providers, it's been very important for me to also collaborate with the Deputy Minister of Transport, who him and I are working on a campaign to look at the safety of scholar transport so we can prevent some of these incidents.
Gwahube spoke to Jacaranda FM on the sidelines of a DA media conference on the party's 100 days in the GNU. And a memorial service for the five school children who died of food poisoning in Naledi Soweto was held today. And on the backdrop of this, various other instances of food poisoning happened the past week. Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane says the more than 70 Carltonville pupils who were admitted for suspected food poisoning have all been discharged. He said while the cause of their ailment is still being probed, the situation is under control and a group of male pupils have arrived at the campsite to continue with their matric academic support program. And the MK Party addressed the media today saying it's aware of parallel leadership structures within the party. The national organizer, Floyd Shivambu, unveiled various structures within the party and says they'll not allow any insubordination.
We'll isolate elements that seek to destabilize our movement. We'll call on all members of the Congress of the party to join first to avoid and stay away from the demons of gatekeeping and factionalism.
Another big story this week, the National Prosecuting Authority says more arrests are imminent in the insurance-related killings matter in the Limpopo province. This comes after Police Sergeant Rachel Shokwane Kutumela appeared before the Polokwane District Court today. She's being accused of killing six vulnerable people for insurance claims worth 10 million rand. The NPA spokesperson in the province is Mashudu Malabi Nzangi.
We are saying this case is under Schedule 6. This is a premeditated or planned case. That is why the onus lies on her to prove if there is exceptional circumstances in order to release her on bail.
And we end off abroad. Yesterday, Elon Musk unveiled what he said was a robo-taxi capable of self-driving. He predicts that it would be available by the year 2027, about a decade after he first promised an autonomous vehicle. Now, he said this fully electric car, which has no steering wheel or pedals, would be priced around R500,000. It would be charged wirelessly with inductive technology, and according to him, it will be 10 to 20 times safer than human-driven cars. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nuus die Uur. Maak seker jy en jou gesin bly goed gehydreerd te midde van die naweek se hittegolf.
Warning: excessive dancing and singing may occur. Please listen responsibly. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
My life's upside down.